Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart as the Super Soul, sells himself to his devotees such as Narada Muni. In other words, the Lord gives pure love to such devotees and gives himself to those who love him purely. The great self-realized mystic yogis such as the four Kumaras also derive great transcendental bliss from realizing the Super Soul within themselves. Wherefore, the Lord became Bali Maharaj's doorkeeper, not because of his giving everything to the Lord, but because his exalted position as a lover of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead did not award his mercy to Bali Maharaj by giving him material happiness and opulence, for these make one forget loving service to the Lord. The result of material opulence is that one can no longer absorb his mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Wherefore, there are two kinds of opulence, one which results from one's karma is material, whereas the other is spiritual. A surrendered soul who fully depends upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not want material opulence for sense gratification. Therefore, when a pure devotee is seen to possess exalted material opulence, it is not due to his karma, or either due to his bhakti. In other words, he is in that position because the Supreme Lord wants him to execute service to him very easily and opulently. The special mercy of the Lord for the neophyte devotee is that he becomes materially poor. This is the Lord's mercy, because if a neophyte devotee becomes materially opulent, he forgets the service of the Lord. However, if an advanced devotee is favored by the Lord with opulence, it is not material opulence but a spiritual opportunity. Material opulence offered to the demigods causes forgetfulness of the Lord. but opulence was given to Bali Maharaj for continuing service to the Lord, which was free from any touch of mind. When the Supreme Personality of God could see no other means of taking everything away from Bali Maharaj, he adopted the trick of begging from him and took away all the three worlds. Thus only his body was left, but the Lord was still not satisfied. He arrested Bali Maharaj, bound him with the ropes of Varuna, and threw him in a cave in a mountain. Nevertheless, although all his property was taken, he was thrown in a cave. Bali Maharaj was such a great devotee that he spoke as follows. Alas, how pitiable it is for Indra, the king of heaven, that although he is learned and powerful, although he chose Brihaspati as his prime minister to instruct him, he completely is ignorant concerning spiritual advancement. Brihaspati is also unintelligent because he did not properly instruct his disciple Indra. Lord Vamanadeva was standing at Indra's door, but King Indra, instead of begging him for an opportunity to render transcendental loving service, engaged in asking me for alms to gain three worlds for his sense gratification. Sovereignty over the three worlds is very significant because whatever material opulence one may possess lasts only for an age of Manu, which is but a tiny fraction of endless time. Purport: Bali Maharaj was so powerful he fought with Indra and took possession of the three worlds. Indra was certainly very advanced in knowledge, but instead of asking Vamanadeva for engagement in his service, he used the Lord to beg for material possessions that would be finished at the end of one age of Manu. An age of Manu, which is the duration of Manu's life, is calculated to last 72 yugas. One yuga consists of 4,300,000 years, and therefore the duration of Manu's life was 309,600,000 years. Demigods possess their material opulence only until the end of the life of Manu. Time is insurmountable. The time one is allotted, even in the millions of years, is quickly gone. The demigods hold their material opulence possessions only within the limits of time. Therefore, Bali Maharaj lamented that although Indra was very learned, he did not know how to use his intelligence properly. Or, instead of asking Vamanadeva to allow him to engage in his service, Indra used him to beg Bali Maharaj for material wealth. Although Indra was learned, and his prime minister, Brihaspati, was also learned, neither of them begged to be able to render loving service to Lord Vamanadeva. Therefore, Bali Maharaj lamented for Indra. So, this is in relation to Sutala Loka. The subject is the Vila Sparga, or the heavenly planets below Bhumandala. So one after the other, they're described, like Atala, Vitala, Sutala. So they are lower planetary systems, seven lower planetary systems going downwards, each in a little compartment, until we get to Patala, then we get space and Garbhadak Ocean. So here we have the third hellish planet downwards. But as we see, the hellish planets are not necessarily miserable. They're full of enjoyment and whatnot. And not only that, they also have devotion. Because we see in Sutala Loka, we have Supreme Lord himself with Bali and Prahlad. So they're not, it's not all Asura. And previously we saw a description of Lord Shiva also. So, they're subterranean, dark, and therefore they're called lower planetary systems. And generally, the people there are there because of tamasic gunas. So, Bali Maharaj rules down here, and this is a glorification of Bali's devotion. He was so devoted that the Lord gave him this position of power, in spite of the fact that the Lord defeated him. Still, he gave Bali this place in Sutala Loka to rule. And not only that, the Lord himself came there and acted as doorkeeper for Bali. So in this way, he is protected from all sorts of demons and whatever, even though he comes from the demonic family. So, what is the reason? The reason is not because Bali did any charitable activities, which he did a lot of, not simply because he gave Vamana all the land and himself, but the ultimate reason is devotion of Bali. He He surrendered himself completely to the Supreme Lord. And therefore the Lord gave himself completely to Bali. So he is an example of the nine types of devotional service we have. Last one, the ninth one, is called Apanivedana. And Bali Maharaj is an example of this, of surrendering himself completely, including body, mind, words, and atma. So he gave himself completely to the Lord, and therefore the Lord also was very affectionate towards him and rewarded him in this way. The Prabhupada has explained that the devotees may get material things, but these material things are not because of punya. These are because of bhakti. So yes, punyas can give things, material things. Bhakti can also give material things by the will of the Lord. Of course, we see in Bhagavatam sometimes it says that gradually the Lord takes everything away from the devotee so he will surrender. That may be there also. At the same time, it is said that bhakti is the best punya. So whatever you can get from your punyas, doing 100 horse sacrifices and going to Svargaloka or whatever, simply by doing bhakti you get much more than that. So whatever you can attain by punyas, you can also get by bhakti. However, the devotees do not strive to do that because their bhakti becomes mixed. And this will deprive them of prema. So they don't like to ask for material things, even though bhakti can give it. So, therefore it's described that bhakti and mukti, all material things, and even liberation, stand with folded hands as servants, ready to serve bhakti. And when the devotee has bhakti, then they are asking, please, we want to give you something material. We want to give you liberation. But what does the devotee do? He kicks them away. He doesn't want material things and liberation. Why? Because unfavorable for pure bhakti. However, the Lord may give these things to the devotee anyway, even if the devotee doesn't want them, in which case the devotee has to accept them. Now Prabhupada explains here, because they can be used, the material things can be used in the service of the Lord, therefore they are acceptable to some degree. At the same time, the Lord will give these things to devotees who will not become overcome with maya because of these material things. If they're going to fall because of their attachment, then the Lord won't give them to them. So he will give them to those devotees for certain purposes. So here he gives Bali Maharaj this place. What is the purpose, of course? Ultimately, is to show that the Lord responds to his devotee out of great affection, and he will give them more than they ask for. And similarly we see with Dhruva, the Lord made him take the kingdom, and he also made him go to Dhruva Loka. Why? Simply to illustrate the fact that the Lord is very generous with his devotees, and he will give them anything as long as it's not impede their bhakti. And so we see, of course, in both cases that in spite of the fact that Dhruva had great facilities, or Bali has great facilities, they do not fall in line. They remain staunch devotees of the Lord. So that at the end of Dhruva's life, then he went to Dhruva Loka with the spiritual body. And he remains there until the end of the universe. So, in other words, the material assets are not a problem for these devotees at all. So, it is a glorification of the devotee and of devotional service. That because of bhakti, the Lord can give anything. He can give material assets, he can give spiritual assets, he can give liberation, everything. But it should be favorable. So whatever is favorable, that the devotees accept by the will of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, these material assets given to Bali or the Rupa are not by karma, not by punya. It is because of bhakti and the will of the Supreme Lord. That's all. So, in this way, we see the glory of bhakti, that it can give these things without effort. The devotee doesn't even ask for these things, but he gets them anyway. He doesn't want them, but he can accrue these things for the service of the Supreme Lord. Of course, these are not the ultimate thing, and that was always already stressed, that the whole point of Bali Maharaj was not that he was giving charity or whatever like that, but the whole point is that he was a great devotee, and therefore the Lord rewarded him in this way. So this is a testimony that the Lord likes to serve his devotees. This is the main point here. So, this particular verse here says that the Lord gives himself to the devotees because they have love for him. He also offers everything to them. So Bali Maharaj gave himself, and therefore Vamanadeva gives himself to Bali Maharaj also. So this is the nature of bhakti, which is not there in jnana or karma or yoga. The Lord does not give himself in these processes at all. There are certain regulated results which are given according to your actions, and you get those things. But the Lord does not give himself. So though these processes are recommended in the scripture, still Krishna says, I am not really attracted to jnana, karma, yoga, sankhya, all these dharma, all these processes, but I am attracted to bhakti. So, in other words, the Lord has a very special relationship with the devotees and the performance of bhakti. And in fact, it is said, for instance, in Gopaltapani Upanishad, there it is said, that Krishna says, I reside in bhakti. I remain within bhakti. And he doesn't say that about karma or jnana or anything else. Definitely there are shaktis. Karma is a shakti, jnana is a shakti, yoga is a shakti. But in bhakti, which is a shakti also, the Lord says, I reside there. I am in that bhakti itself. So this means that the bhakti shakti is the swarup shakti of the Lord, non-different from him. These other things are shakti of the Lord, in that sense, non-different, but also separate from the Lord. But the swarup shakti is the spiritual shakti, that is non-different from him. So bhakti is part of that, and non-different from the Lord. So therefore the Lord says, I reside there within that bhakti. So it is natural, and therefore, if the devotee has bhakti, that the Lord has a very special relationship with him. And as that bhakti increases and increases and increases, the Lord becomes more and more committed to that person. So when it reaches a very high stage, then the Lord himself gives himself to the devotees. That, of course, it means prema. So therefore, the last quality of bhakti is Krishna Karshani. That bhakti attracts even Krishna, and he becomes a servant of the devotee. So that manifests in prema, where the bhakti is 100%. Therefore the Lord gives himself 100% to the devotees.
You know, these glandras, different planets have different presiding deities, like different verses, they have presiding deities. Deciding babies, they have every time.
What, lower planets?
Yes.
Not really mentioned. Even the higher planets is not mentioned so much. Generally, of course, higher planets, the word of Vishnu. But in what particular form of Vishnu is not mentioned. Lower planets, of course, are generally asuras and stuff like that.
The different deepers have different
Yeah. It's not mentioned related to lower.
Bali Maharaj was bound and he was thrown in a cave. It may sound little difficult for anything to be in this way. Although he submitted to the punishment,
he surrendered afterwards. First he was bound up because he couldn't offer 3 steps of land. You got to offer 2 steps of land. Yeah, so when he offered himself, then he was released and got the Sutola Loka, etc. So he surrendered at that point.
Can you say that was that your love?
Lila of the Lord. Well, we can say that was the ultimate impetus, but actually he was already a devotee because he didn't listen to his supercharya doing it all. When he said, don't go through with this plan of offering 3 steps of land, he went through with it because he was actually devotional. In one sense, well, of course, we see on Patala Loka down there, there is the places where they punish the people also, way down there. The other ones basically are not places of punishment, they're lower planetary systems. They're called Svarga. And of course, even Yamaraj's place, it is also very beautiful in many aspects. He's got a big palace there, etc. Krishna went there, and he saw the place. It was very beautiful, one part of it, at least. So, even down there in Patala Loka, part of it is beautiful. Only one part is the hellish part.
Nirantara Sri Sri Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Vishwanath Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Dwende Sri 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 Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Kagopra Bhagavatam Ki Jai.